We're getting things ready for the wedding, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Got to sign a lot of contracts. There's a lot of, I get so anxious talking about it. It's this week. As in yesterday, actually. Nope. Today is Saturday. Thursday, we met with the lawyer to do the prenup.
Hectic.
Hex Malex. And the way I'm like, sorry, please can you just explain what this one means? Let me just quickly record it so that I've got it. Please can you just explain what this one means? Okay, and this one. So we've decided what we're going to do. Like, there's, because there's in community, there's out of community, there's what's the other one? Not annuity. Is it? Can you see? I'm not good with this type of thing. I just can't. My brain just.
That's why you must ask the questions.
Yeah. So I feel comfortable with it. But what's really interesting is finding out that in some countries they don't have these contracts. If you get married, everything is 50-50 split, regardless of whatever. And if you're married in community, and you get divorced and you didn't have a choice on how to do the things. If your person is in debt, the debt is now yours as well.
What?
So even the debt is 50-50. So that's all I'm saying. When people are like, oh, but you're doing prenup, it means you don't love each other. You're anticipating you're going to get... No, listen, babes. Got one life.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. Also, this is also in case one of us pass away. Because now the marriage is over. Whether it's over by divorce or over by death. And we know we're in a violent country.
Absolutely.
And people drink and drive all the time here. We don't know what's going to happen. So it's also for that. So there you go. Just helping you keep both eyes open and just expressing my anxiety as well, because these things are very stressful.